The fifth perek. The Mishnah talks about, he has the kaf and the machta, which have the kteris and the idas chafina, puts it into the kaf, and then he takes the kaf with his left hand, the machta with his right hand, and goes lefnai ulefnim. Gemara sakasha, kaf v'yayme kipurim lamali, what in the kaf for? Molei chafna v'hevi amar achmana. It says, you take molei chafna v'hevi, so take it in v'chafna. So Maran says, Mishum de l'yapshir. He can't take it in two shifts, the machta first and then the kaf, or vice versa, because it says, Hava akasam rachmana v'loi shtei avais. But he can't take it together, it's not going to work. How's it going to happen when he gets to the lefnai lefnim? How's he going to get the machta down? The Gemara suggests the way. The Gemara says, it's not covered. Hashtafei melech wasa v'domen, eisekev nelech malcha mocha v'kadosh baruch ha'askam v'kama. So it's l'yapshir. And says Layafsha, so you do a kaf kan ashkan benisiyim. That's the sugya. So the Gemara Sari from the Shagasari says, what was the kash of the Gemara? Why do you need a kaf? Was the kash of the Gemara that you need dafka malaychafna? Malaychafna vehevi? He says, you can't say that. Because the Gemara afterwards has a shailam, maoshiyasin midam lechafina. Rashi says, maoshiyasin midam lechafina means, can you do the chafina with a kli? If the Gemara is at sad that Malay Chafnav, it's just a measurement that you could, you take Malay Chafnav, but you could take it with a kli. And the only reason why not is you learn out from Kaimitz. But Batsim is just a measurement, you can take it with a kli. So here, the Kaimitz would only tell you that you can't take it out of the Macht of the Kateris with a kli. But to bring it into the Kaidish Kadashim, what would be it sad that you can't bring it with a kli? So it can't be the kasha, the Gemara is that there's a chesaron. You're not allowed to use the kli because you need dafka molei chafna. Molei chafna is just a measurement. For even chafina, you have to need a limud from kmitza to tell you they need a kli. Elamai, the Gemara's kasha was, why have a kli? Shedek molei chafna vehevi. Don't say anywhere that you need a kli. So parsha mishum chusakayin gadol, you shouldn't bother with a kli. You should just bring it b'chafna. Just like we said with the machta, you shouldn't put it into another machta. Why put in the kli? So the Teres of the Gemara is that this Mishun Dali Efshet. Now he's bonded, so why did the Gemara add the Kanashkan Benesim? If the Emes and the Gemara always knew you can use the Kli if you want, the Gemara just was saying, why bother with the Kli? So what's Kanashkan Benesim? What's the difference with Ashkan Benesim? Once we're saying you need a Kli practically, and you always knew you could use a Kli. So that alone is the reason why you need a Kli. So he says, it must be like this. Kanashkan Benesim, it must be telling you that without the precedent of the Nesiyim, we would assume you're not allowed to use the Kli, but why not? It's only after the Gemara says that you're taking it together with the Machta. And if you're going to use the Kli, then you're going to have to put something in your left hand. And smile is a psul. So that's why you need Ashkam Nesiyim to tell you why there's no din of smile. As I tie in the Gemara Siri. Now the Teis Shanim at the end of the Amud is mashmana like him, because the Gemara is a shayl if you chayfin v'chayzah v'chayfin. What's that Gemara shayl? The end of the Amud. The shayl is, you take it b'mloy chafna from the machta, and then you put it in the kli, because lo yefshir. Now, when you get to the Kodesh Kedoshim, do you put it back into his chafna? That was the Gemara shayl. The Gemara's maskana, later on the perek is, you do chayfin v'chayzah v'chayfin. So the Teis Yishanim wants to explain why takavu state that you put it back into the chafna. So he says the following. He says, since it says Moichavna Vehevi Mibes LaPareches, that sounds like you have to take the Mibes LaPareches in the Moichavna, not in the Kli. Aye, till here you took it with the Kli. That's because Leyefshir. But now it's already Efshir. So it does state in the Pasuk. Moichavna Vtari Samadaka Vehevi means you got to bring in Moichavna. Now you don't have to actually bring in Moichavna because that's Leyefshir. But Al-Kapadim, once you're in, it has to be Malay Chafna, and he says, Shafka dekra, the dach, iu dach, kabuki, and afshi. It's not gonna dechik in the pasuk, but that's a tight shit of pasuk. Malay Chafna behavi tells you, you need dafka Malay Chafna once you're ready, lefnai lefnim. So you see, klar, that the Teshem is not learning the Gvur Sivi, that there's a din dafka Malay Chafna. Without the Yefshir, the Malay Chafna will tell you that you need Malay Chafna the whole way, and now they have Yefshir, so vice versa, the Halach has to be with the Kli, but then you invite the need the Malay Chafna when you lefnai lefnim. So as I say in Taisa Shanim, now Emerson, according to Taisa Shanim, you don't have the Eichach of the Gvura Sivi. The Gvura Sivi's Raya was, because the Gemara is a Kasha, Shaila, Mawashias, and Mida, Lekaimitz, Lekafina, Vice Dice, that Lule, Alimud from Kaimitz, you'd be able to take it out of the Machta also with a Kli. So Vice is the whole Mulei Chafnav, you don't need the Chafnaim to do the Mulei Chafnav. And Taisa Shanim doesn't learn that way. The same Taisa Shanim holds, that wasn't the Gemara Shaila. Avadi have to take it in your hands, like the Taisa Shanim. The Shaila was, and we'll speak about this later, maybe you could take a Mida and not measure with your hands, already have the measurement prepared beforehand with the Mida. So Taisa Shanim Shtas is good. That Mulei Chafnav is a Kpeda, has to be B'Chafnav. Both in the initial Chafina, and then in the Chayfin, V'Chayza, V'Chayfin, also, once you lose the Leyefshi, you need a Mulei Chafnav. So Vice is without the Leyefshi, you need B'Dafka Mulei Chafnav. But the Gemara Sirish Nims at Rashi, that even the initial Chafina, the Gemara doesn't say you need a Kli, only because you learn it out from Kmitza. So Vice is Mulei Chafnav, doesn't mean there has to be in the Chafnayim. So who within the Halacha wouldn't need a Kli? The Gemara Shaila was only, it wouldn't be a problem with the Kli. The Gemara Shaila is why you dafka need a Kli. Then in Mikdash David is bothered. We said over the end of the Gevura Sarit, it says, if the Pshat is the Gemara always knew you needed a Kli, so why did the Gemara need Kanashkim to see him? And the Gevura Sarit answers, because once we're saying you have to do it together with the Machta, so without Kanashkim to see him, we'd have a problem. We would need B'dafka Malei Chafnav. And because of the psul smile. In fact, Mikdash David, since Simcha Avdal at the end of Eis Dalid, when you do it, my chavna is also a psul smile. You're doing it with your left hand. My chavna includes the left hand. When you do it with two hands, it's a psul smile. He says it's a tesefta in Zvach and Perak Aleph Halacha Hey. If a kain is holding the kli to be makabel the dam with both hands, it's a psul smile. So two hands is a psul smile. So why does he say that if it wouldn't be for the Ashkan Benesiyim, you'd say you need dafka Mulei Chafnav because otherwise you have a psul smile. And if you're taking a Mulei Chafnav, it's also a psul smile. As I fake the Mikdash David Ashtar Kakasha. I saw the Minchas Avram, he says like this. He says, if there's a din of Mulei Chafnav, Mulei Chafnav is not your minu smile. Mulei Chafnav is an ayibariya. Mulei Chafnav, that is the Aveda, the Mulei Chafnav. That's not called your minu smile. So if you're doing it B'tayrus Mulei Chafnav, that's not a hetter of smile. See, you find, the Gemara says, we're going to speak about it, Gemara Menachah says that smile was hutta meklala b'yemi kiburim. According to the Minchas of Rome, that would only be the halacha sakaf. The halacha sakaf is hutta meklala. But the Mulei Chafnav, that's not called an aveidah of smile. It's a different gather. It's an aveidah of Mulei Chafnav. Tanis, even according to the Gevura Sari, that you don't need Mulei Chafnav, you have to do it with the Kli. And if you did it with the Kli, you'd have to do it b'yemin. But when you're doing it with Mulei Chafnav, that's not a problem of smile. He says it's an afkamina la halacha. The Yishalmi says, right, the Gemara says that you can't bring the machta and the kaf in two different times because hava'acha samach man of leish de'avayis. What if b'di'evid you already brought in the machta and you don't have the kaf inside? So the Yishalmi says, b'di'evid you bring in the kaf without the machta. It's not ma'akev b'di'evid. It's just the din that you only come in once. But if l'maisi came with the machta, he came out, you go back in now with the kaf. So now that you're going in with the kaf, so could be now it is afshir. So could be now there would be a psul smile. But tainit the Minchas and Ram, but there wouldn't be a psul of Mulei Chafnav. That's what the Gevura Sari is telling you, that Mulei Chafnav doesn't have a din smile. Because Mulei Chafnav Vehevis, even if you don't need the Mulei Chafnav Vehevi, you could bring in a Kli, but Lamais, if you do Mulei Chafnav Vehevi, that wouldn't be a psul smile. As I build the Minchas and Ram tainit, Chayi Richtig. So, Bekitsu, we have a machlokes, the Gevura Sari names on, that even if it wouldn't be fully yafshir, you'd be allowed to use a Kli. The Gemara's only shaila is, why do you have to use a Kli? But the Teis Shanim is Vur no. Mulei Chafnav Vehevi would tell you a Kpeda to use Mulei Chafnav, and that's Taka the Pshan of Chayfin Vechayze Vechayfin, that once you're inside, you already don't need the Kli anymore, so you have to use the Chafnav, Pashin Al Tzedin of Mulei Chafnav, and you should, but after not use a Kli. Like we said, the Gevura Sari's Raya was because you see that the Gemara said you can make a Midah l'chafina, and the only reason why not is to learn it from Kmitza, but maybe the Taisa Shalom HaShitasa, he holds a Shail of Midah l'chafina, is not to be chayfim with a Kli, It just means to measure it out and mechayfim with your hands. There's a brisker rav that wants to know, Gemara wants to know, why do you need a kaf? The brisker rav is ma'ir. There's a Gemara Masechta Shavuos. The Gemara there says, it says there that the, when they bring in all this k'tayrus in the machta, right? And the Kohen Gadol goes and takes out Malay Chafnav. So there's going to be k'tayrus left in the machta with the k'tayrus. So that k'tayrus that's left in the machta, the Gemara in Shavuos says that it, you could be paid that it goes out l'chulin. Now that would mean that it doesn't have Kedushas Aguf. Now there's a Shal in the Meron, if the machteshes of k'tayrus was really a Kli Sharis, and really wasn't Skadish Kedushas Aguf. And the reason why it goes out L'chulim is only because of Lev Vezin Masna. But there's a man the Yomenet doesn't hold the Lev Vezin Masna. And he holds that the Machteshes is not a Kli Sharis. So male, the reason why he can be paid is because it doesn't have Kedushas Aguf, it only has Kedushas Damim. So Frank the Briskerav, if it only has Kedushas Damim, you can't bring a carbon with only Kedushas Damim. The carbon has to be the Skadish with Kedushas Aguf. So you're going to anyway have, you can anyway need a Kli Sharis in order to make Kedushas Aguf. So Vash state in the Gemara, Kaf, V'yamikapurim Lomali, you need a Kaf to make the K'tayris Kedushas Aguf. It's Mavur in that Gemara that the leftover K'tayris doesn't have Kedushas Aguf. So how did the K'tayris say he was chayfing at Kedushas Aguf? The Chay had to put in the Kli Sharis. So the Ilam was Ma'ir on the Biskirav, that the Gemara's Shaila was, why do you have to bring it in with the Kaf? But I guess the Biskirav said, the Gemara's Meduik not that way. The Gemara's Meduik, B'chol, they need a Kaf. You need a kaf to mekadesh it. Why don't you say, just put it in the kaf, and then right away put it back into your hands and bring it in. You don't have to bring it in with the kaf. But the Gemara is mashma, you wouldn't need a kaf altogether. At that fact, the Biskirav, you need a kaf to mekadesh it. And the Biskirav is taka mitzadin. It's both here in the Chedusha Mar and Rizal Levi on Kiddush HaChedush Yuma and Sukkah. It's also in the letters at the end of the Sefer Chedusha Mar and Rizal Levi al-Rambam. That he's mitzadin ein nechnami. This Gemara is going like the man the Omer that has Kedushas Aguf, and you say Lev as the master. But if you're the man the Omer that doesn't have Kedushas Aguf, Avad you'll need the Kaf to give a Kedushas Aguf. But there's a Mikdash David, it's early in Simi Gimel Ais Ches. He says like this, he says that there's a Shailef Chafina as an Avaida. We'll see later in the Sugyas. Is Chafina an Avaida? Is there a Psalm Machshava by Chafina? If Chafina is an Avaida, so he names an avada has to be niskanish rishguf before the kafina. So what's the pshat? You can't say the kaf, the purpose of the kaf is kudush guf. You're going to have to say it really has kudush guf. So he's mechadash halacha that when you don't have a kli sharis, the avada itself gives the kudush guf, and it's kudush guf and avada bon kechad. Because it's an avada, get kudush guf. Because it has kudush guf, that's why it's an avada. It's bon kechad. They are avoiding Kedusha Guf. So such a thing as being the Skandish selling Kedusha Guf without a Kli Sharis, are you there that you do Aveda with it? As I tie it to Mikdash David, and he says that Chafin is not an Aveda, he names on that there is no Din Kedusha Saguf by the Kaf. Vein Laharach so much, but this is what he names on, and Fakir. The Kedusha Guf comes B'shas Akhtara. That Akhtara and Kedusha Guf is also Ba'an Ka'achas. As I named there on, the Briskirov, he names on that way. He names on according to him, you're going to have to say, Lefilim and Yom Mechtesh is not a Kli Sharis, that even if Chafin is in Aveda, it does not Kli Sharis. He says, Ein Echanami. You can have a Tiris Aveda, even if an Akshush is Damim. That's what he's being mitzadid there. Good. That's the Brisker of. And now let's go back to. The Gemara says, Notel Samachta Bimin Vesakaf Bismol. The Gemara Sakashi Tziva Ba'ar Vigari Vishmei Shemaya. Why would the machta have much shivis in the kaf? The machta is a gecholim, it's a machshiri carbon. The kaf is a k'tayris alein. It's even ba'arav v'gerib v'shmei shmaya. The Gemara says because you have a lot more in the machta than in the kaf, and even if they're the same, but the machta is hot, so you need your right hand to carry because it's very hot, and the kaf is not hot. So the Teis Yontif wants to know. Why don't you ask another kasha? How could you be melech the k'tayris? In your left hand, there's a psul smile. Why do you have to ask me, koyach, asvara ba'alma, yitzim, v'ara, gerib, b'shmei, shemayim? Typically, you should ask, if the kaf, you should put the kaf in your right hand, partially because of the psul of a smile. And he says, that the Rambam says this really. Rambam, look at the way, Sikapur, in Perek, Dalad, Allah, Alev, says the following words, Ikvar, bi'arnu, shalacha, b'smal, p'selas, b'dama, kachim, b'shara, v'itis. I already explained that halacha b'smoil is possible. because there is a psul smile, that would be a reason why the machta should specifically be besmile, the kafik tires be minay. Avol ne kaivin a machta, because the machta is very heavy, right? Shechan is very hot. Ein yachol seil, the smile, you won't be able to carry with the smile to arm. Lefichach neitel a machta minim kafik tires besmile. Hazak the tais yantif, it's often a Rambam that the real reason why it's a chiddush, why you have to come onto the stairs, zoom ruba, zoom muetis, zoom sechama, zoom senenes, is because you have a psul smile. So what's Takib Shan in the Gemara that says another reason, because it's even another kasha, because it's even the Aragirish Meshmai, why not because of the psul smell? So like the Vice is going to know for sure there was a psul smell by Allah, Rav Sheshis asked it for a shayla later. So Mela, that's why they might have asked the shayla. But who would then, that's really the reason why you need the Le'efshah, not only for the time of Yitzivah Ba'avgirish Meshmai, but also for the time that, how do you have a head to take the kafir smell? So Lacha Mishnah asks, I don't understand the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Kravi Ainu Shalacha b'smol paselus b'dam kachim b'sharafaydis lefich hayim in a din shalacha machta b'smol of a kafik teres b'minay." What would he gain? How about a lachas machta? Why isn't a lachas machta a problem b'smol? What's the difference a lachas kaf, which you're telling me I shouldn't do b'smol except the leafshe, and what should you do? The machta b'smol. So then the machta is b'smol. As I fact the Lechem Mishnah, he says the Teretz. But the Mikdash David says, and it's the Chayyab Shan in the Rambam, it's in Simuch Avdalad Eiz Dalad, that Halachas Teretz is an Aveda, that needs him in. And the only reason why he doesn't is because it's the Yavshir. But Halachas Amachta is not an Aveda Bechlal. Doesn't need him in. It's Makshir Karban, it's not an Aveda Bechlal. As I tell it, and that's the Chayyab Shan in the Rambam, and in the Teretz Yantif, that asks the Kasha, why was Zimmo only asking for Mitzvah Barav Yerib Shmei Shemaya? Typically, that's done. How could you bring the kaf smile? They naming on the machta doesn't have a psul smile. Why not? Because the machta is not an avodah. But the Mikas Ram Tain is that he has a lot of rayas that Allah's machta is an avodah. And Amela, Ibazai, the Gemara is Kipshutai. Because till we know that you have to bring them together, and you can't keep the Keteris and Malay Chafnav, so good. So we don't have a raya that anything has to be done with smell. But once you don't have to bring them together, and the only way to bring them together is by using both your hands, is Vimela, so one of them has to be besmell. So it's not a kasha, there's a psul smell. You're going to have to mat the smell one of them. So now, better the Keteris should be min, because that's the Iga carbon, and the Machna should be besmell. It's even by Avi Gerib Shmei Shmaya. But the psul smell, either way, there's a psul smell. So the Mechaz Ram brings a raya that Alachas Machta is an Aveda, it brings a few rayas. First of all, Rashi and Afkav Dalanam in days, when the Gemara discusses Aveda Tama, and a Zar is only Chayav if it's an Aveda Tama, Shenechre Aveda. So Rashi says, a Zar is not Chayav in Alachas Kafu Machta, because it's not an Aveda Tama, because it has another Aveda afterwards, which is the Chafina and the Akhtaris Keteris. There also is a raya from the Yishalmi that the Rishayni bring, that Taisus bring down the Yishalmi that asks the Kasha that if Niyashtik means a Nartik, it's something that it says that every day you didn't have a Niyashtik, and then Yom Kippur had a Niyashtik, it had a handle, a case around the Machta, around the handle of the Machta, that he shouldn't burn his hand. And the Yishalmi asks the Kasha, it's a Chatzitza. So Yishalmi says he's Kaivi B'masmar. Now if bring the Chalim is not an Aveda, what should be the Psul Chatzitza? Elamai, the Yishalmi is naming on that Halachas Chalim is an Aveda. That's why it says the Psul Chatzitza, the Chayyab big Raya from the Yishalmi. He brings another Yishalmi here now, Sugya, that it says if you bring the Machta B'min and the Kaf B'smail, that's a din. So the Yishalmi says, Sarvimeim and Hichlev Psula. If you bring the Machta B'smail and the Kaf B'min, it's possible. Which is a chiddush, because the only reason why you have to do it this way is because it's loyevsha, because this is merubah, this is muetis, this is chaman, this is senenis. So that's a chiddush. You would think, okay, it's practical, but really, if you do it the other way, which is a more sensible way, the yitzivah b'ayav v'gerib b'shmei shmaya, it would be good. But the Yishalmi is mevurim. Yishalmi says, sarve meimer nichlev psula. Now why is that? Because l'chayy the pshat is like this, because Hayyais, the halacha is, the loyevsha teaches you that the machta has to be bimin the kafis b'smel. So kumtais, there never is a heter for the machta to be b'smel. So mechlef psul lecharim means that if you take the machta b'smoil, there's a psul smoil. The naya heter of the heksha for smoil is dafka the kaf. If you're going to say that the machta was never happening is a psul smoil, and that's why, that's gufa why the Gemara had a kasha, that's gufa why it's shver. Why shouldn't the machta be b'smoil and the kaf be b'yamin? Because the kaf has a psul smoil. And the machta doesn't have a psul smoil. So what's the pshana mechlef psula? The machta doesn't have a psul smoil. Elamai, the kaf is going to have a psul yamin. Where do you find the psul yamin? So he says, ever since the Rav said, that height, that because of the efshe, the kaf is b'smoil, sevechen akfiyas that the kaf is b'smoil. He brings it from Taizen Zvachim Daf Samaches, that says the kaf b'smoil is called derech hasher mitzvah sebekach. And the kaf is supposed to be b'smoil. And Afkamina, like we said before, the Yishalmi says that if you bring in a Tua voice, but the Eved, it works. So if you brought in the Machta and you're coming back for the Kaf, but the Eved, where should you bring it? Normally you'd say you should bring it B'yamin, because now we don't have the Liefshir. So like the Viskrav, no. There's already a Kfiyas B'smoil, and you bring it B'smoil. So maybe, Lefizeh, you could say when the Yishalmi said, Savra Meim Nichlef Psula, means the kaf, because the machta anyway is not an avayt. You can bring it b'min, you can bring it smell, there's no kpeta. But the kaf, without the leyefshe, you would say the kaf has to dafke b'min, there's a psul smell. Haint, that there's a leyefshe, so now the kfiyas became the smell, now there's a psul yamin with the kaf. But the Mitzvah Rambam says, l'chari is not mistavra. Even if you say it's a kfiyas, l'chari is only din l'chachila. We don't find any way of psul of doing something b'yamin. So l'chari the Yishalmi, that says l'maisa mechel psula, that sounds like the lachas samachta is an aveda. But l'chayit shvein, the Rambam l'chayit shet nishtazay, the Rambam says because it's a psul smoil, that should tell you that the machta should be b'smoil and the kaf should be b'yamin. It sounds like the psul smoil wouldn't apply to the machta. Tzarechiyim b'zeh. Now the Gemara on the bottom of the Yamin says, brings down the b'raisa b'kumsa sh'asim midal l'kaimitz, you can't make a measurement for the kaimitz, and the Gemara has a shayla, Ma'am she'asim mida l'chafina. Machalik is showing him, what does it mean she'asim mida l'chaimetz? What's the sh'av mida l'chafina? We mentioned it before. Rashi says, v'hei mena b'kumtzai v'yosh she'yasa kli l'midas kumtzai v'yimdid bay kaimetz mena mincha. You make a measuring cup that's exactly the same size as your kaimetz, and you just scoop it out with the measuring cup. So the Rishbam, which the Teis Hashem, the verb brings down, he says, that you don't need a special din of b'kumtzai. It says v'komatz. V'komatz means you take it with your hand. Why do you need an extra pasuk v'kumsa to tell you not to take it with a measuring cup? V'komatz tells you that already. So they tie shavat, they have to take it with your hand. V'kumsa tells you that when you measure out the flour, the measuring should be done as you're taking it out with your hand. Not that you should first measure it with a kli, and then just put the measurement of the kli in your hand. That's how the Rishbam says. See, the Gemara Seri is bothered with the Rishbam. What's the case? If you're doing it with your hand, so if you're putting it back into the flour, so then the whole medida is buckled, right? It's not, that's obviously not a problem. If you measure flour, put it back with the rest of the mincha, and then take it out with your kaimitz, and then you're measuring it again. Elamai, you're keeping it in the measuring cleat, so there's a Gemara Menachas Daf Chaf Dalet, that the only way kamitza works is if it's mechubah to the shirayim. So here, if it's not mechubah to the shayim, it's in the measuring cup, so it's b'chol not a kmitza. So either way, that won't work. You have to say, like Rashi, the havmin is to take the measuring cup and take out the flour from the shirayim, from the rest of the mincha. But if the pshat is you have to take it out with your hand, and the chiddush is you can't measure it first, anyway, if you measure it first, so it's not mechubah the rest. If it's mechubah the rest, then the whole measurement is batal. So the Mechaz Ram says, the skash is not so shver. If you have, let's say, a mincha which is baked, which is also din kmitza, right? You have a mincha, a machmas, a marcheshes. So there, you could measure it, and then put it touching the rest of the mincha, and you could see how much the measurement is, and take it out with the hand. It's not so shvei. But he says he can answer that through the aside of the Panovich, Habitzel Panovich. Habitzel Panovich in Zech Yitzchak, Simenunsef Gadda Gimel, he says, because the Rambam says, that if it's not mechubah, the mincha is still kasha. You can't eat the shirayim, but the mincha is still kasha. The shayla is why. So Avitzel Panovich says, because that's a din. Mechubah is not a din in the etzim kashas of the kaimitz. Mechubah just means that the kaimitz is not matter the shirayim, so you can't eat the shirayim. but the mincha would be kasher. So he asked him, midal kaimitz would mean that even the mincha would be pasul. It's not a kmitz of mechlal. But al tzedin that has to be mechuber, that the Ritz Abanovich says, the mincha is kasher. It's just you won't be able to eat the shirayim. Palakaponim, you have these two malachim. You have Rashi's malach that midal kaimitz means you'll take out the kmitz with the measuring cup. And you have the Rishbam's malach that it means you measure it, but then you take it out with your hands. So Rishbam is bothered on Rashi, that's not a kmitza b'chlal. I think they're arguing what the word, what exactly is the avodah of kmitza. According to the Rishbam, the avodah of kmitza is taking the flour with your hand. That is the avodah. How much flour to take, that's the tnai. But what is kmitza? Kmitza is putting flour in your hand. So if you do it with a kleitz, b'chlal man a kmitza. According to Rashi, Vaisa is not. Kmitza means separating the flour, separating the part that's going to be on the Mizbeach to the part that for the Shirayim. That's what Kmitza is. So even if you don't do it with your hand, you did Kmitza, it might be a din, you have to do it with your hand. But the Rishbam holds it's b'chol not a Kmitza. The Rishbam's kash is v'komets mashu she'esh likmitz b'yad v'lei she'as amida. V'u state that v'komets. Because the Rishbam holds v'komets means to put in your hand. Rashi says, no, v'komets means that to be separate a part of the flour from the Mizbeach. The hand is just a tnai. L'chay will come out in afkimin al-alach, I think. If your tak is separated with a kli, according to Shvam, it's b'chlal not a kmitza. So the din is, you could put the flour back and do another kmitza. Or so the din l'chay will be nemal yered. But according to Rashi, even if you separate it with a kli, it's a kmitza. You separated the flour. You did it shaloi kedin. So a kmitza b'psul, you can't be kmitz again. It's already passes the mincha. And also the din will be nemal yered. It's a kmitza. It's just a kmitza b'psul. Not like it's missing the kmitza. That's what I would think the machlokes Rashi and the Rishbam is.